A scandalous fall from grace for a very well-known Japanese classical music composer. Actually, that's just it. He isn't a composer after all, or at least not anymore. Mamoru Samuragochi was dubbed Japan's Beethoven, but he admitted yesterday that he's actually paid someone else to compose his music since 1996. Samuragochi apologized to his fans in a statement from his lawyer, and today his ghost composer stepped forward. Takashi Niigaki, a part-time music teacher in Tokyo, held a packed news conference that was aired live by Japanese TV. He said Samuragochi was deceiving the world and that he, Niigaki, had become an accomplice in this deception. Niigaki also revealed that he'd been paid about $70,000 over nearly two decades for composing more than 20 songs. Meanwhile, Samuragochi got all the glory and the royalties for pieces like this one, called Symphony No. 1, Hiroshima. This tribute to the victims of the 1945 atomic bombing of Hiroshima was a big classical hit in Japan. Part of what made Mamoru Samuragochi such a famous composer, though, was his claim that he was deaf, hence the Beethoven comparisons. But Niigaki dispelled that notion as well. He said he and Samuragochi carried on normal conversations, so he probably hears just fine. But why is all of this coming out just now, after nearly two decades of deception?
フィギュアスケートの高橋大輔選手がソチオリンピック。
Niigaki said he decided to speak up after learning that a top Japanese figure skater would be skating to one of his pieces at the Sochi Winter Olympics. If he let the situation be, said Niigaki, a skater representing Japan at the Olympics would become part of the lie, too.